You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. We are creating a monetary revolution, and we've demonstrated this in our test model already. $17,000 approximately of Mountain Hours local currency has been created, and there's been no debt. Alternatively, that has never been accomplished with a gold, silver, or Federal Reserve-based system. Repeat. That has never occurred under a gold or silver or Federal Reserve-based system. When gold, silver, or Federal Reserve notes are created and circulated, the private bankers loan those commodities and or debt notes to the people at interest. So a debt with interest is created. Our currency is created with or as a credit. And the other big thing that we all must understand that is that the people are suffering from deflation, lack of Federal Reserve notes, not an over inundation of Federal Reserve notes. So this is essential to understand is that we don't have enough money. You know, it just sounds crazy because we've been brainwashed so much that there's all this worthless fiat paper, But in the meantime, we don't have enough to pay our bills. So in the meantime, we see prices going up, and we assume that's because of the overproduction of Federal Reserve notes, but it's not the truth. We often look for the M1 supply, the supply of money. They stop showing it to us, and that's always been used by the gold bugs, basically, to say that that means that they don't want to show us because they're producing too many Federal Reserve notes. Well, what if they don't show up because they've actually cut the supply off, thereby making it much harder for us to pay our debts? So our show today is going to be focused on the topic of a question and an idea of something called demurrage. Demurrage. And it's D-E-M-U-R-R-A-G-E. And what that is... in Wirgl, Austria, they created something called the Miracle of Wirgl. And during the Great Depression of the 30s in Austria, bankers engineered Great Depression, is that the people, just like now, didn't have enough money. Well, they did something different. Number one, they created their own local currency high up in the mountains, just like we've done in Summit County. But what they also did, their money was created without a debt. It was issued locally. It's an organic currency. Additionally, they did one extra thing, and that was is they assessed, put stamps on them that decreased the value each month. So it's a means by which to use a stick approach to incentivize the use and get the currency flowing. So, you know, hypothetically, you have two counties right next to each other. They have the exact same populations. They're twin counties. They're exactly the same. And one, the people were really scared that they didn't have any money. Well, we'll get right back to this topic right after the break. Demurrage. Should we do that in Summit County?
War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Yo.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
True. Surely it is not to live in pain and fear. And speaking of pain and fear, our prayers go out to those affected families in Aurora, Colorado. That's roughly an hour away from here. It's very unfortunate these sorts of things occur. And I don't even know what to say. You just think about these events, and if you were affected, like how your life would have changed, how differently your world appears, the things that mattered before that we focus on become meaningless. But we have to find a better way. And, I think there is a person, I forget where, I think they're actually in New England, and they actually ignited themselves on fire as almost in the same way that the Buddhist monks do, just to protest the corruption that they live under. So, you know, I don't know if that has any relation to this, that no matter what sort of economic or monetary system that we're under, there will always be random acts of violence. So who knows what the motivation is there. But ultimately, when we have abundance, kindness, and we reassert the unity of mankind, less of these less of these incidences will occur. So anyway, where we are on this, our focus today is demurrage. There's a website. Well, first of all, I'd like for people to go to our website that we have running debates about monetary policy, and that's Architects and Engineers for Money Truth, aemoneytruth.com. And, you know, kind of your starting point there is accurate, is that usury is the problem. We all agree there that usury is the problem because it's essentially leakage of energy from a system. Unnecessary leakage, and we can make that system more efficient. And it's architects and engineers, and I'm a pool contractor. But, you know, ultimately you develop systems and you don't want leakage. If electrical, that we have members, an electric engineer, and, you know, in an economic circuit, you know, maybe the money and on Main Street's economic circuit is the currency is flowing well there. It's flowing efficiently. It's meeting the needs of the participants. Alternatively, on Main Street's economic circuit, so Wall Street's got it good, but Main Street is malfunctioning. When you drive around, you see lots of vacancies. You see, oh boy, when you're in Florida, you see a McDonald's every half mile. And if all of us are going to be eating McDonald's, which does not biodegrade very quickly, and putting that into our system, which doesn't know how to biodegrade it, just like the animals that normally would be eating any other sorts of food that is laying in the ground in the sun, we are going to be getting lots of cancer. And so we're getting physical cancer, and we have debt cancer, which is consuming us. Both of those forms of cancer are terminal. They just continue to metastasize and devour our substance. And that is the thing that we're trying to correct. And there's different ways that you can do this, and we're trying to look into that. So go to Architects and Engineers for Money Truth, AE Money Truth. And I'm right now on a website. It's called naturalmoney.org, N-A-T-U-R-A-L, money.org. And basically, they're getting into usury-free money systems, and there's lots of them. There's not just like there's one usury-free system. Just as, for example, the greenback system, it's usury. There's no, the money is issued without usury. It's just spent in the circulation. The problem is once it's in circulation, then the individual businesses or individuals will then loan it with usury. When, you know, again, I like to say this repeatedly, why would pay, you know, 20 years of a 30-year mortgage is interest? Well, what if we got rid of the interest and just paid a small, small fee, and then we, the free market, determine what fee is the best fee to offer people simultaneously? You know, we want banking, we want money. Those things aren't bad. They become evil when they are credited with usury, which makes them mathematically unsustainable. That we actually want more loans, more money, and more banking. And we can create loans so that they're sustainable and they can all be paid off. That's the most fundamental thing. We must provide an environment where it's possible for all loans to be paid off. That is an essential. So what we're getting at with demurrage is that You know, you have these two counties where one, the currency has an incentive to conduct transactions, and the other county, people are so fearful they don't spend any money and they hoard it. And then, like, the hard money people say, oh, that's good, because then they're saving it. Well, if everybody is hoarding their money and nobody is spending their money, we have scarcity. That's not abundance, where it should be in a similar way to love. The more transactions, should you hoard your love? No. You should give it away. You should, the more people can experience it, and that's what you're doing, is you've earned money by doing what you love in a abundant, usury-free society. That's how the people make money, is they earn it by doing what they love, because they're not in debt. So this is a difficult idea to wrap around for the people that have been enslaved in debt forever. So it's, you know, it's just counterintuitive that you want to do anything to incentivize spending. If you're, particularly if you're under the misguidance or the wrong perception that the people are suffering from too many Federal Reserve notes, if you believe that the Federal Reserve is overproducing and over-circulating Federal Reserve notes, it won't make any sense as to why we're doing this. But it's important to understand is that we're the parasitic usurer doesn't give us enough money to pay our debts. We're always in scarcity. They have engineered scarcity so that we're unable to pay our debts. We are then forced to default. Not all of us, but it's a mathematic certainty that some of us will. So that competition is engineered, even though we don't even know it's taking place. So this is so important to understand, because that once we realize we need more money, more tickets, let's call them, money are just tickets, barter receipts, or coupons, we need more in circulation. And another testimonial to that is there's lots of people who right now are bartering. And they're bartering because it allows them to get what they need without scarce Federal Reserve notes. This is a very unique opinion, because the majority of the media and Patriot media says that we need to have gold and silver for money, which is scarce. It's even more scarce than the Federal Reserve notes that we use. So once we realize that we're lacking money, that's really important to understand, is that we're suffering from deflation, not inflation. Jefferson's quote, we allow private banks to issue the public currency first through inflation, then deflation. Again, roaring 20s, the illusion of prosperity. They cut the supply off, and you have a depression in the 30s. First by inflation, then deflation. That is 2001 after 9/11. They made money widely available. They had, just fog the mirror. Income, you know, stated income loans. They made it really easy for the illusion of prosperity. And then in 2008, they basically, in the fall, they cut it off. And that's basically, for every action, an equal and opposite reaction. Well, my equal and opposite reaction was to wake up, because that's exactly when it happened. I think I was talking to Steve Rothney of the Dredge Restaurant, and he had said the same thing. It was right about then that he had woken up, and I think maybe it was Adam Kokesh as well. We were talking about that. So when the devil shows his horns is when the people wake up just a little more. The more the tyranny bands tighten, the more the debt slaves will realize that those bands of tyranny mean you're a slave, that we've come to love, just like a individual Stockholm syndrome, is we love and the something different.
Circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Once again, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan getting into that crazy idea that he's a king. And that's been the basis for the subjugation of mankind throughout history, is that there's some guys who don't want to work and they're just kind of lazy, and they, I don't know, they just are lazy and enslave other people, and they just have their reasons, and they devise a scheme whereby they stay in power forever. You know, if you're Ben Bernanke or something, they stay in power for a long time. Alternatively, presidents are just around for, you know, 4 or at best 8 years. You might ride around with some celebrity after that, and you certainly get benefits, but once you control the monetary system, you stay in power forever. So anyway, fix that. Let's focus on how we're going to fix that. Once again, please do check out Architects and Engineers for Money Truth and the Facebook fan page, Mountain. It's facebook.com slash MTN hours. And we have debates upon monetary systems. And One of the ones that's got tangible experience where the people took action in Wörgl, Austria, they created something called the Miracle of Wörgl. They created money with stamps on it, and the stamps, as they would expire each month, the money would then decrease in value, so it incentivized people spending it. So people that have been basically brought to the monetary solution under the Austrian idea that money right now is too much Federal Reserve notes, it's number one, they don't believe in worthless fiat paper, but they're not willing to give away their worthless fiat paper, so they're kind of there's a what's it called, a cognitive dissonance there. On one hand, say it's worthless fiat paper, but on the other hand, they won't give it away. So what's really happening is there's so much disinformation. Is what the problem is that we get all pitted against each other instead of against the parasitic users. So we need to identify that specific problem as being the real cause. So, because once we identify the true and correct underlying problem, which is usury, then all of the other, all the other solutions, which are invalid and they do not affect usury, they won't really have any bearing over. So, create a currency that, like right now, a lot of vendors in mountain hours, like they, it's kind of like I always use this analogy. It's like you're in a middle school dance, and everybody wants to dance to some way. They just can't imagine going through the rejection of getting turned down if they go to ask somebody. So that's about the currency in some, you know, too much. Because people have the currency, they just feel awkward in going to spend it. So we do want everybody to go spend it. Like, that's the way that we share the love, the way we outreach to people. Go thank that vendor. Hey, thank you for doing this. We appreciate that you're doing this. Come back to my place and spend it. It's so cool that we're creating this alternative currency, this supplemental currency. It's a supplement to the existing system, because the other system is, you know, you need it to pay taxes, but, you know, we can change that eventually so that the entities in charge, the government, the corporations basically masquerading as governments, that they agree to accept the currency at some point in the future. So that idea, and that's essential, that people go and spend it. You have to go get to the point where you can rely on it. Say, oh my God, like I got these things and I used mountain hours. And we just made it up. The local people just created it. So it empowers them. It empowers your brothers and sisters to recognize that we don't have to just maintain the status quo. Because if we maintain the status quo, we will keep getting what we've been getting. We need to make a change, obviously, particularly under the most important issue, which is the monetary system. So that's what we're doing, obviously. Well, if people are parking their money, if they're hoarding it because they're afraid, they're in fear, they are whatever they're hoarding the money, we need to give them an incentive, because a $1 million parked in one community where it's being hoarded is not as worthwhile as another community. Let's say they only have $500,000, but they're not in fear. They're in a place of abundance. So now they go and spend it because they know they can easily earn more back. So that is the circumstance that we want, is that people don't, they're not afraid to spend money because they can easily make more back. But the currency becomes devalued and made worthless because it's been overproduced. So we'll be right back. Evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the way.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here too.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. So and the fear that we have is not having enough money. Not enough money, the scarcity, the engineered scarcity of Federal Reserve notes, so that we are unable to pay our debts, that we continually work in jobs that often people hate. They work in jobs such as, working in a cubicle, working in the rat race. And it just perpetuates an existence where we don't evolve, where we just focus on what we don't have. And, it's it's time for us to create a better system that creates abundance. Well, the problem is with abundance, if we sound so strange, when we have abundance, is that we don't want overconsumption of meaningless, cheap stuff from China, Is that what would happen if all of our debts were paid off? Is we would just go deeper, turn around and borrow more and go deeper into debt? Or is it right now that we're
not evolved on a spiritual place, and because of that void, we're taking that lack of connection and we're filling it with material items. So it gets tricky in here. But the successful examples of a depression is just the period of time where the bankers, the parasitic user, is purposely cutting off the supply of their control currency. It could be gold or silver or digits or paper. They just cut off the supply. And because the debt slaves are so in debt, in the treadmill, they don't know of any other ways, and they're so fearful that they have learned helplessness. They only know that they can pay in those particular sorts of funds. You know, if it was 80 years ago, well, all we would know is gold and silver money, and we wouldn't have enough gold and silver to pay back. So deflation is the tool that is shearing the wealth of the people. They give the illusion of prosperity with the inflated currency, roaring 20s. So the people go out and produce. They borrow money. They go and produce. They produce goods and services, real assets. The parasitic user then cuts off the supply of whatever type of money that they're using at that time. It could be gold, silver, paper, or digits. Like right now, I don't have sufficient number of digits, digital money, virtual money, bits, because my virtual debts exceed my virtual paper or my virtual digital money. So whether it's paper, gold, silver, or whatever, there's always far more debts than there are money to pay it, or is money. So to get rid of this pain and fear and lack, we create our own money. Well, now that people have the money, but they sit on it. So in one society where the people aren't in fear, they go out and spend the money. They exchange love. It's like, it's just a mindset. It's the difference between fear and love. When you're on the street, when you're in a state of love, you're willing to interact and share with other people. You make eye contact. You shake their hand. You offer a quick little love exchange. You're loving your brothers and sisters by recognizing, letting your souls, they say the eyes are the window to the soul. So your eyes, you say, welcome, my brother. Like you appreciate them as another truth seeker on the planet, you know, whether they're male or female, is you recognize and honor them, say, you know, welcome to Breckenridge. We've got our own money here. Do not be in fear. We are working out some stuff, but we intend to work these problems out. You know, victory is just a decision. We have to just decide that we are going to be victorious. And if we focus on the original sin, we can be victorious. We can focus on that thing. And just like another John Lennon song goes, there's no problems. There's only solutions. And this money thing isn't technically a difficult thing. It's not technically hard to fix. We don't need a bunch of gold. We just need each other to trust each other, and to trust each other that we intend to achieve victory. We intend to create abundance. That's what the victory looks like, is what? Why don't we have abundance? And it's a false diagnosis if we say, oh, the reason why we don't have abundance is because we're inundated with too many Federal Reserve notes. I don't know anybody that's in that status. I mean, sure, there are some very rich people who have too many Federal Reserve notes, but I don't have too many Federal Reserve notes. I don't know anybody directly who has too many Federal Reserve notes. There are a bunch of truth-seekers who don't, their debts far out exceed their money. So to create a situation where we can incentivize the use of the currency so people get out of fear, now the demurrage idea is the idea from Urgel, Austria. There's also another place where that occurred. I'm trying to remember what the other event was. That I think it was in France that they did something similar along those lines, where they call it natural money. The reason why it's natural is like everything else on the planet goes through something called entropy. Entropy is where everything devolves to its most basic state. So it's, when you put out in the street, it will decompose because it's alive, and it will decompose just like if when we die and we are left out in the sun, we would decompose. So what they're trying to express with money is it shouldn't become more valuable when it's just, whereas everything else on the planet devalues. If you have a car, you know, obviously there's exceptions to the rule where you get like an antique car because it's collectible. That's an exception. But typically your car, they call it depreciation. It's normal for a house that has a life term. A good example of that is just everything. I know the trees, there's everything in the natural world erodes. It decomposes, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. All of these things, even human life, there's I like to use Joby's quote, life is a sexually transmitted disease, which is terminal. We are going to die. So natural money gives the idea that money itself should lose value over time. But we've been lived under an opposite. The producers have been for 1,000 years or more, and they have instilled in us the idea that money, when it's parked, should grow in value and earn interest so that we support the mathematic fraud of usury. So we've been under that propaganda. So we've been brainwashed to believe that we basically, worthless fiat paper, it's overproduced. It's so easy to make that governments are going to overproduce it, yada, yada, yada. Even though whenever that's happened, generally it was the parasitic user who was purposely debasing that currency in order, because there's a group of individuals, whether it's a private government, a government, a true government, let's say it's the colonies and they created the continental, and then the parasitic user, they didn't want us to be sovereign, create a usury for money, so they attacked it. Greenback was attacked when, what else? There's so many examples. It's the players who are counterfeiting and overproducing the money because they want to undermine the idea that government can create their own money, or the people. Ultimately, the people should be the government. That's what it should be. So there's just the people and the government, which basically should be the same thing. Well, there's a relationship there that the parasitic user wants to destroy because they don't want the people trusting the government. So what they do is the parasitic user is they take the usury-free currency, and they purposely over-issue it, or they'll counterfeit it, or in whatever ways that they can debase it, debase the people's confidence in the government. So that there's that Hegelian dialogue where, generally libertarians are attacking government when in fact the government isn't in charge. It's just a patsy. The government is a corporation established 1871 and then bankrupted in 1933. So that they set up this dog and pony show, like, oh, the government can't do this. They're incompetent. The government isn't making the decisions. It's not the government overproducing anything. They're not producing anything. There is no government. It's just a corporation masquerading as a government. So anyway, this paradigm exists, so we have been so conditioned to believe that we have too much money, or it's being overproduced, that in the meantime, we don't have any. It's really pretty doubtful how effective their programming is. Like, oh, the reason why prices are going up is because it's inflated. Well, you got no. Well, how do you have inflation if there's, well, we just do. The prices are going up, that's inflation. Well, no, that isn't. It's not the reason why the prices are going up. You don't, if the reason was over-circulation of Federal Reserve notes, you'd have lots of Federal Reserve notes in your pocket. So anyway, our focus is on demurrage and this example from Werkel, Austria. And there's another one that occurred in France. This idea of natural money is there's a period of time that money in Egypt was backed by, what was it here? It's some sort of grain. I don't know if it was wheat or corn or, but you can get in here. And what they talk about is Gazelle, and he was an advocate of this idea of having demurrage where the money would expire slowly in the same way that food does. Because food is something we need to sustain life. That would actually be better to back our money by than gold, because we don't need gold in order to sustain life, but we do need food. So it does go bad over time. So that was the basis for money during this period of time in Egypt. And that's the whole idea about natural money, is that we want to incentivize its use. Well, we want to do that with mountain hours as well. Like right now, a lot of people are parking it. And if it's parked, it's really not, the energy is not flowing. Money is energy transfer technology. So in order for it to work, the currency has to flow to be effective. That's why gold and silver don't work as a good form of currency. They work as a good commodity. But they, as soon as they stop circulating, as soon as people hoard money, it's no longer functioning as a currency in an economic circuit. That and silver aren't a good currency. They're good as insurance. They're good as a store of value, just in the same way, having a painting or having a tank of oil in the event of an emergency, so that you can always drive your car to have an underground tank of gasoline or something, you know. So they made this idea of money with a stamp on it to keep people from hoarding it. It had an expiration on it, so each month it would decrease by a certain percentage. So because people didn't want to get this increased the circulation, because people didn't, it's like a hot potato then, that people don't want to hold on to it. So this stuff sounds very similar to inflation, but we have to recognize that we're not suffering from inflation right now. That's why it's such a ticklish issue to get into, is it sounds like, oh my God, you're just creating inflation money. We already have inflation. No, we don't. We have price increases, but we don't have over circulation of money. People are in fear and they're holding on to their money, gets circulated and that currency gets whisked away. So the question of the day is, should we incentivize the use of money, of mountain hours? Should we add an incentive to it? I don't like the incentive of making your money less valuable in the form of taking away with the deduction of stamps, adding stamps that deduct the value. So here it is here. It says, the Werkel currency required a monthly stamp to be stuck on all circulating notes for them to remain valid, amounting 1% of each note's value. This is about the miracle of Werkel. What if we didn't require that stamp as to be, you know, it's basically a penalty. What if we incentivized it by, you know, just like you get airline miles when you use a credit card. What if we did something similar to that? Often, you know, that number is around 3 to 5%. And we've been having that debate. I posted it on Architects and Engineers for Money Truth. It's find it also at Wayne Walton. Please do friend Wayne Walton on Facebook. You can also go and put comments on mountainhours.com. And we want to have a running debate about this. Should we get this money circulating more actively by having an incentives system, like a frequent consumer card? They have it with, you know, sandwich clubs. They have it with drive. So there's all sorts of applications. We'll be right back.
Fill the sky up with toxic. War for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace on the name of... Yo.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Now, some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Yes, we're discussing, once again, natural money. It's naturalmoney.org, where you can read some of this information about the miracle of Workle. And, you know, this is a pretty interesting stat. is that at the time, types of currency, you had the private money of the private bankers, and Wurgle itself created its own local currency. And the circulation of the local currency tracked 14 times higher than the national money. So they call it the velocity of money. So the velocity that it traveled was 14 times faster because they added this demurrage or this penalty for hoarding the money or holding on to it. So it's the it's the opposite of interest, which basically says if you hold on to the money, you should get a rate of return. We're doing the opposite of that because the bankers want you to park your money so that they can leverage it and they could charge somebody else interest and create this monstrous scheme, which just perpetuates everything as a debt. A very interesting conversation because, once again, like I said, when people are scared during a depression, they're just the money is not flowing. It's parked. And when it's parked, there's no energy being exchanged, so it ceases to be money. Now it's just being parked, which that's fine if it gets parked and then it's invested in a business, it's invested in something that's going to increase production, some real production, real wealth, not just the money itself is being wealth, but real goods and services, creating an industry, et cetera, et cetera. Something that employs people. Just earning money for the sake of earning money doesn't create wealth. It does when it gets invested. So that's kind of like the difference in the thinking there. So this is an interesting topic, and I want you to please have a debate with us on this. Should we incentivize the use of our local currency? I don't like the model of a penalty. I like the model of an incentive. So please do go to Architects and Engineers, aemoneytruth.com. And that is actually a Facebook fan page where there's 100 and some of us, and we are very focused on monetary reform. Because, like I said, for every the branches of evil, there is one who strikes the root. Well, there's 100 and some of us that are striking at the root of evil. We're striking, and not just talking about it, we are implementing systems. So what we talk about, we will implement. That's why this is so important that some other counties do the same thing is, perhaps, they'll add a demurrage to their system. Maybe they'll have a penalty. Maybe they'll have nothing. Maybe, one will have a 1% monthly penalty and a different will have a 2% monthly penalty. So effectively, if we allow these systems to compete, we can find the perfect recipe. And we'll be right back after this quick break.
And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love.